So I'm in the studios of LTV with political scientist and commentator Philip Braevskis. What's your summary of the election? We've got most of the results in now. What do you think is going to happen next?
I think the first thing will be that parties should understand that nobody won. Nobody won. They all are saying that they are winners, but they are all losers. Of course, they are in the parliament, but the result shows that there is no one party which could be compared to the parties in the previous after previous elections, where there was more than 20% votes with serious representation in the parliament, so they could be the like center of the coalitions. Now there is no center of coalition, and there will be very painful discussions. And I think at the first stage it will be discussion between old. The parties which are already in power and those who are newcomers, and we see that they can't make any coalition without one another. But you know, they have to go through painful process of negotiation with ugly things, you know, which will influence these negotiations and I think extend them in time.
I mean, from an outside perspective, one thing that seems strange as an outsider, but which doesn't seem strange to Latvians, it seems, is usually we have, you know, the largest party is not part of the government. It looks like this time it might be the two largest parties. Neither of them are going to be in government. Is that unusual, or is it just the way things happen here? I mean, if we have Saskia and KPVLV...
No. I think Saskia, absolutely agree with you. But KPV, I don't agree with you. I think they are very... You know, very, very big sense will be who will be in the fractions. We don't know the people, because new parties, new people, new attitude. But I am truly convinced that KPV will be much more flexible than we imagine in negotiations. And they are interested to be in a coalition, not like to die in opposition. Because Kaimiņš had experience with the Latvian regional alliance.
Yeah.
And what we see, the result of regional alliance, he knows that they have to be in the government to live.
But doesn't that give them a slight problem in that they like to paint themselves as the sort of the rebels who are against authority, and if they become part of the authority, particularly in a wider coalition, it kind of dilutes their message, doesn't it?
Actually, I agree with you, but the dilution will be in the process of this negotiation. There will be one point when they will say, stop, we are doing that because of the all interest of our voters, of our country, that we have to do it, we have to be responsible. And this, I think, will be this very, very interesting point when.
Yeah.
Because it will be, but when, it is a big question.
So when do you think we will get a government? Is it going to take longer than usual? Or
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. I have seen the comments from Mr. Brigmanis, the head of the ZS, and he said, so the party which has the most votes, they have to start this process. Mm-hmm. And so we can see that he's experienced, he's letting them show themselves in the best way, in brackets. So I think they will have very painful process at the very beginning between Jauna Conservative and KPV, who will be the first one, who will be the...
sort of whose nerve will crack.
No, from whom will come this prime minister candidate.
Right.
And this will be very, very painful, I think, especially for the president who have to name it.